Okay, is that fine? Yeah. First of all, some thank yous. Thank you for inviting me. It's always lovely to come to other churches, and this is a particularly lovely church. It's got a really warm feel about it, and the way that the seats are arranged is absolutely fabulous, isn't it? It's really nice. And thank you too, just for the singing and the playing and the leading and the welcome that I've had. And thank you most of all for your continued support of Tear Fund. And I can tell that you have a real heart for what Tear Fund does. That really comes across. And I feel almost as I'm here preaching to the converted. But that no matter. I always love to talk about Tear Fund. I'm very passionate about them. And one of the reasons I am so passionate is because of the way they work. And that's probably why you choose them more often than not to serve others in other countries. And it's simply because they are so focused on the Lord. I know that every week they come together and they pray. They'll be praying for me now. They will have prayed for me here. They pray for each individual speaker. They look to Jesus for direction. They don't want to do anything in this world that's not of Jesus, because, frankly, there's enough in this world, as we know, that's not of Jesus. And that is how they work. And from when I was young and I picked up that this is how they did their work, I thought, well, I know there's lots of other great development organisations, but that's where I'm going to put my passion and that's where I'm going to put my money. And it's good to update you with the most recent campaign. I mean, I think it sounds from what Anne was saying that you follow us anyway, so you know what's happening, you know about the appeal that we've got on at the moment for Burundi, etc. So I'm going to just witter on a little bit about Tear Fund this morning. It's going to be enjoyable for me, and hopefully it will be enjoyable for you. So any historians in the church today, I'm going to give you some random events and see if you can tell me what year those events are. So one that should be very popular, Manchester United won the European Cup final for the first time. No, I didn't know this one either. and it was the first British team to ever win. No? Okay. So in the oh yeah, you've got it. Oh, not quite. Okay. And in the same year, two black athletes at the Mexico City Summer Olympics staged a silent protest against racial discrimination by holding up black gloved fists during their national anthem. Yeah, well done, 1968. And 1968 was also... Well done. And it was also the year that Tear Fund was born. So that's, and thank you very much for reading that huge chunk of a scripture. It really doesn't read that long. When you read it, and then you had to get up and speak it, and I was thinking, I could have cut out some of that. But it was really well read, thank you. So Tear Fund are celebrating their Jubilee. And over the years, Tear Fund have seen millions freed. That's the word I'm going to use, freed from extreme poverty. And they want to see many more millions freed from this same extreme poverty that traps people. It is like a prison in itself. So, you know, Jesus came, and we've heard what he said this morning. He came to set prisoners free. He came to free us. More than anything, he came to free us. He came to free us from sin. He came to free us from everything that would hold us back, from having the life that God created for us before sin got involved. And reading, when I was listening to that passage, I picked up a lot more than I had when I was just reading it through myself. And if you listen to how God wanted society to be, what a wonderful place it would be. You know, everybody had to give everything back to a certain extent, especially the land, the crops. It wasn't theirs. It was God's. It wasn't theirs to take hold and say, that's mine, and I am going to make a lot of money, and I don't care that you haven't got enough. You can come and work for me, and I'm not going to give you very much, because that way I can make more money. And that's the way our world goes. But that, the Jubilee system, was all about restoration. It was all about God recognizing that however much he wanted his people to live like a wonderful life and be kind to one another, and it wasn't going to happen. Nobody is perfect, and people would become poor, and people would have need, and people might have to sell themselves to feed their children. And God was saying, okay, if that happens, it can be restored. This is the way to do it. I want you to keep restoring your society so that you live as redeemed people of God. And we are so far from that. And, you know, the troubles that we see in this world, yes, obviously there is famine and there is war, and that exacerbates it. But what causes the problem in the first place is man's greed and inability to give away what they get, because when we get it, we immediately want to keep it. And we find it very difficult to restore the balance in this world. So this is what Tear Fund is all about. It's about restoring people to health, as it were, in every possible sense, freeing people from the slavery of poverty, where you get caught in that trap. You're so poor, you haven't got enough food, you can't go to school, you can't learn, you therefore can't learn any skills, and you can never get out of that vicious trap of poverty. And Tear Fund's partners, bless them, because Tear Fund's partners are the salt of the earth. They are churches, they are individuals like you, who come together and say, no, we can't see our fellow countrymen like that. We will do something about it. And often they don't have much themselves. And yet, in the name of Jesus, and that's what it is, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, they get together and they do something. And Tear Fund can give them money and trust the money to them to do these projects, to take part in these projects, to restore not only the Christian community, but whole villages, whole communities, because God loves everybody. But he chooses lovingly his servants to do his work. And that is so fulfilling for us. Every time I have a Tear Fund talk, I think, oh no, it's just going to be terrible. And then I do it, and I feel used of God, even if you all hate me. It doesn't matter, you know, I've done it. I've done it. He's asked me to do it, and I've done it. And it is such a wonderful feeling to be used of God. And we can all be used of God, just because we can't be like the Tear Fund partners. We're not there. But God can still use us in different ways to really make a difference in people's lives thousands of miles away. And we look at the world around us and we think, there is still so much to do. Okay, so I'm saying, you know, Tear Fund, we've done so much, and other development organisations have done things as well. But we look on the television, we look in the newspaper, and I don't know about you, but sometimes if you focus on that, it can all get a bit overwhelming. And we think, actually, our £5 a month or whatever it is, that is just a drop in the ocean, and that's not going to go very far, and is it worth it? Yes. Yes, it is. Because isn't that how God works? The body of Christ. We all have different parts to play in this story of restoration for people that we can't see. You know, and Tearfund have projects as well in the UK. It's not always abroad. But for those who we can't actually be there physically, but although Tearfund's partners are Jesus' hands and feet in those countries or in those areas, they are ours as well. Because we are all part of the same body. Our job isn't to be out there. Sometimes it is, you know, the odd one or two. Yeah, they'll be out there, they'll be on the teams. However, more than likely, our job is going to be to pray. It's going to be to support those workers, Tearfund's partners, in prayer. And it is going to be to give what we can, when we can, bearing in mind our other responsibilities. And that, we don't need to feel guilty about the fact that that is all we're doing. That is our part in this wonderful story. We don't need to feel bad about the fact we're not traipsing out there and doing anything. And we don't need to feel bad that actually all we can do is pray. We can't afford to give. We don't need to feel bad we can only give £5 here and there. It doesn't matter. It's not a drop in the ocean. God takes all that we can give and he multiplies it. He multiplies it and he uses it and he produces amazing stories like Burungi's. Because that's not just one. I've done lots of these campaigns now and these are only the surface of what is happening. And, you know, I was over in Cambodia and it's amazing when you see the transformation when Tearfund's partners start teaching skills to people who have not had the opportunity to learn those simple skills of how to take care of themselves, how you know, basic business skills, reading, writing, like Burungi, sewing, planting. Planting the right crops. There are so many things that you can help people with, and it restores their dignity and their self-worth to know that they can actually lift themselves out of poverty. All they need is some help and direction. They need some learning. They need some attention. And they can then do it themselves. Now, you as a church, you support the self-help groups in Ethiopia, you said. Now, what an amazing self-help thing that is. People are able to give each other loans. They're able to help people start businesses, and then they, in turn, get help. They're able to share knowledge, share seeds, and build each other up and their community. It's an amazing thing. It does take time. It's not a quick fix. When I was out in Cambodia, we saw several villages at different stages of the sort of transformation. And it takes time, and that's good. That is not a bad thing. Because by the time it has taken root, the communities themselves have really owned it. They know what they're doing. Just like Burungi, she had a plan, didn't she? She had her plan. And then I sold the pig and I bought a calf. And when I sell the calf, I'm going to buy a house and I'm going to buy some land. And and not only that, you saw that Burungi was then ploughing something back into her own community. Burungi doesn't live in that village anymore, but she has a lot to do with it. She now has been able, she has to live where her business is. But the very fact that Tearfund's partner, who are called, I will tell you what they're called. It's Africa Entraide, I think. It's French. And it means self-help. That's exactly what it means. But in order to find this village, in order to get to it at all, you take a bus from the nearest city, about two, I mean, 3 or 4 hours. I don't, I can't, it's quite a long bus ride. And then you take a boat, I think, and then the last leg is a motorbike. That is how you get to this village. It's a day's travelling, really. And yet they went, and they found this village, because they cared. And they cared because God cares. You know, Jesus cares. He doesn't care where people are. And that, and Tear Fund come in a lot in those types of places, because the larger aid agencies, often with these very marginalised groups and small communities, it's harder for them because they're on a much bigger scale and because they haven't, I suppose, got exactly the same priorities, to look after these odd, you know, places that are far out, that are hard, difficult to get to. And Tear Fund sort of specialises in reaching the unreached to a certain extent. So it's really good. And this partner, Tear Fund's partner, Entraide, they went in and they found this community and they did something about it. So we had the reading from Romans. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And Birungi is doing that. She's able to testify with us that she is God's child, and she is what? What is she? Now. She's free. She has been freed. She's been given hope and a future. And we know what Scripture says about that. Scripture says, God says, I will give you a hope and a future. And this is what Tear Fund is hoping to give to every single person that they come across, is a hope and a future. Because as God's children, we have an opportunity to be free and to know that as a truth in our lives. I did a very long walk on Friday, and which is why I'm wearing very simple shoes today, because I can't get any others on. It was a very, very long walk along the Cornish coastal path. And we had an absolutely amazing day, and I have never seen the sea in Cornwall or anywhere in Britain looking like this. It was like a tropical island. I like the colour aquamarine, but I used to think it definitely wasn't an English colour. You know, aqua and marine. No, in the water never looks like that. I'm not kidding you. You could see right to the bottom of the ocean, and it was aquamarine. It was that colour. I have never seen. And we went miles and all around the coastline. It was just an amazing, amazing day. And I looked at it and I thought, I have the freedom to be here walking. I have had the freedom. I've had the money to come down here. I've had the friends to stay with. I've had somebody that has got nothing better to do than plan me a walk. And I am doing it and I am loving it. And I felt very close to God and I thought, aren't I privileged? You know, we are so privileged. And I know, I was walking with someone who isn't a Christian, so I did try and get in a few witness statements, as it were. But one of the things we both agreed on was that one of the easiest things to say to people is, count your blessings. Because she was doing the same. It didn't matter that she didn't know God. She was looking at this, and anybody who could look at creation and not appreciate it like that would have been, you know, insensitive. And we looked at each other and we were saying, you know, count your blessings. But how hard is it to accept that? It's easy to say it to people, but it's very hard to accept it, because I do understand that people have all sorts of difficulties and life journeys and life hardships. And when I stand up and I say, oh, we're so privileged, I don't mean that we're not in pain, and I don't mean that we don't hurt, because I know that we all do, and we've all had things in our lives that have been sad. We might be going through those things now. So I'm not saying that glibly, but what I am saying is that there are people in this world who have all those problems that we have, and yet they don't have enough to eat. They don't have any shelter. And so from that point of view, that's why I always feel privileged. And so it's really just to say, again, thank you very much for the support that you've given us so far. Thank you that you have been part of Tear Fund in the sense that you've been able to celebrate all that we've done over the years. You've been with us for so many years. And to say that if any of you, because I do know that you support us as a group, if any of you would like to start praying regularly for Tear Fund individually or giving regularly, whatever you can afford, either or and, then I've given you a little card which looks like this. And you can fill out your details. I've got some more. I'll be in the hall, so you can come and ask me questions. I've got pens if you want to fill them out. If you haven't got all your details in, you can just tick a little box that says you want someone from Tear Fund to contact you, and they are not hard sell, okay? They are very, very nice, and they will just ring you up and say, are you interested, and did you want to learn a little bit more about Tear Fund, and what would you like to do? So if you haven't got all your details or you want to discuss it a little bit more, then please feel free to do that. And I don't think I will say any more. I just feel that I've probably shown you that I really do like Tear Fund and the way it works, and I'm proud to be able to speak for them. And thank you very much for inviting me, and I'll look forward to speaking with you more in the hall afterwards.